Oh, hello, darling. Oh, I'm so glad to see you. Especially since technically you should be dead. But we do need to have a talk, so if you could just sit... If you could just sit... If... Really? Don't you think it's all a bit cliched? I mean, who are you? What are you doing in my apartment? It's boring, and you're not boring, so if you could just take a seat... Oh. This is a gun. This is a gun which is very nicely asking you to sit down. I mean, I know I'm in your favourite seat, but the sofa's not bad. So just sit down. Yep. Excellent. So, no more being a cliche. No more shouting or trying to get people's attention. Because there's no one there. I've taken care of that. And I'm very good at my job. Well, I mean, I was very good at my job. Had a slight hiccup, hence you sitting there, still breathing. This is strange. I've never actually spoken to a target directly. Target, that just makes it seem... Well, it's just it's out of the ordinary, but this whole situation is rather unusual for me. As I said, I am actually a very good assassin. Are you okay? You just went really pale. No, I'm definitely not going to kill you. Absolutely not. At all. I promise. Of course, you have no reason to believe me. This is going to be an interesting conversation. I'm not really a people person. I'm more a killing people person. So, I'm not very good at... My interpersonal skills are severely lacking. But I'm not going to... It's because I'm waving a gun at you, isn't it? I apologise for that. So let's start again. Hi, my name's Honey. And I was meant to be your assassin. You're meant to be dead. Actually, you're meant to have been dead for quite some time. But, yeah, things didn't go to plan. Which, again, is a very strange feeling for me. Because I am a professional. I was a professional. And, well, let's just say that you fucked that up royally for me. And I'm slightly miffed. I mean, I'm not going to shoot you. But I'm not going to offer to make you a cup of tea. And there are only Oreos on that table for you. No proper biscuits. Yeah, that's how annoyed I am. So, I think I've mentioned that you're meant to be dead. And that I was meant to be the one that killed you. And obviously, I haven't done that. And we've run out of time. It's a matter of hours before the agency sends my colleagues, my... Former colleagues. Oh dear, this is rather drastic. The reality of my situation is hitting me. One moment, please. Okay. I've adapted. You're meant to be dead. I was meant to kill you. I'm repeating myself. I haven't quite adapted. Just one second. Have an Oreo. There. There. Okay. Someone wants you dead. And they really, really want you dead because they've paid a lot of money to see you dead. And I'm saying dead far too much because that's not going to put you at ease. So, dead. Oh, fuck. Someone wants you terminated. That just sounds worse. I'll just stick with dead. Eliminated. That's a good word. Someone wants you eliminated. What? I said I wasn't good with people. £2 million. That's how much they've paid to have you eliminated. And that kind of money buys the best. And I am the best. I people pay me to get what they want, but not in a prostitute kind of way, because I'm not a prostitute, I'm an assassin, which is so much better than a prostitute. I'm really not good at this. But I am the best. Around, you know, Karate Kid, no? I was trying to lighten the mood. In my profession, the rules are very simple. You get an assignment, you complete the assignment, you get paid. If you don't complete the assignment, someone else does it for you, and then you become the next assignment. You should have been dead within 48 hours of me seeing your picture. And here we are 6 months later, and you're breathing, and... Well, yeah, it's good for us. Because I mean, it's good for you. But we are kind of fucked. And I mean really, really fucked. And not in a way I want us to... not a prostitute. Definitely not a prostitute. I would do it for free. No, I wouldn't. I'm just going to shut up. No, I'm not, because we have to talk. We're fucked. Because... the assignment is now in the open market. And everyone will be gunning for you. For me. We are so fucked. Oh, I should have just killed you. Why do you have to be cute? I mean, why do you have to be... Ah, fuck. So, I don't have a crush on you at all, can I just say? It's not like I have a crush on you, because that would be ridiculous, because I am a cold-hearted assassin, and I kill people like you for breakfast, and dinner, and lunch, and snacks. All the time. I just murder people every day. Why didn't I kill you? Have an Oreo. No? I strung it out for as long as I could. I did. I was trying to find a way to, I don't know, fake your death. But it's impossible. And I lied to myself. I tried to convince myself that there was a way, that there was some crazy scheme which would allow me to complete my job, but would also allow me not to kill you. But no. And I couldn't fool him anymore. I couldn't fool my handler. He knew me too well. It's what made us such an effective team. I killed him. I killed my best friend. Oh, he's not my best friend. He wasn't my best friend, I mean. I have friends. I have lots of friends. I don't have friends. I have a corgi. His name's Portly. My handler... he let me get away with it for 6 months. But he's loyal to the company. So I killed him. And honestly, I knew I was going to have to do that. I didn't have any choice. I haven't had any choice since I saw your fucking picture. Why are you so damn photogenic? Really, I'm waving the gun at you again. I apologize. I'm not going to kill you. I can't kill you. Because I kind of want to not date you. Maybe a little... Would you like to go on a date? Not the time. ignore you. Just have a biscuit, please. It... Wait. No. Don't have the... Here. The custard creams. Just take one. Just take the damn... Just take them. And here, it's a cup of tea. Fuck. See, this is a problem. You are the problem. You're... You and... So annoying. How's the tea? You like it?
You like the tea?
What? Swoon? I am a cold-hearted assassin. I do not swoon. Blushing? I'm not blushing. This is... Shut up. Just drink your tea. Why am I playing with my hair? I don't play with my... What have you done to me? They're coming. And... They're going to eliminate. Kill. Terminate. Nullify. I don't... What word should I use? Kill. Yeah, okay, kill. Sorry, I'm a little flustered, but it's not because you're cute, because you're not cute. You're, like, really unattractive. You're not unattractive. I mean, you're okay. I mean, why am I playing with my hair? Why am I playing with my hair? What have you done to me? I do not like this. I really do not like this. Fuck. Why are you so cute? I mean, why... I could just solve this problem. I could just shoot you right now. But I can't, and that really pisses me off. Okay, we have to go. We should have been out of here 10 minutes ago. I had a minute long conversation, and then fuck, but you all... And I'm all, and you're all, okay, look, we have to go because they're going to be here in about 90 seconds. And yeah, we need to go. Are you okay? What? Are you laughing at me? There are deadly assassins on, and you're laughing at me. I made you laugh. I mean, look, just come on. Portly's wait. No, he's not waiting. It's not like... It's not like I've told him about you. No, I haven't spoken to my dog about you at all. He's just, you know, he's a guard dog. A fat, corgi guard dog that... I'm actually a good assassin. I mean, I think I might not have given you that impression right now, but I am a very good assassin. And, I am... darling, duck. No, I'm serious. Just duck right now and don't look behind the sofa. 3 in a row. I haven't lost it. Might be swooning, but no, don't. Nothing to see. It's absolutely fine. We're just going to go out via the window. It's all fine. You can go first because that way I can look at your ass. That way I can make sure that R6 is secure and damn that ass. I mean, just pop outside. Just climb outside. No, just, it's fine. Just climb out. There's no fire escape. Oh no, it's okay. It's the other window. Sorry about that. I wasn't distracted. So, we're just going to go down the fire exit, get in the car, go to my place, pick up Portly, and then we're going on an adventure. An adventure. All right. It might sound better than running for our lives from the deadly assassins. Did you not bring the biscuits? You're lucky you're cute. Okay. You go first. I'm not gonna stare at your ass. Fine. I'll go first and you can stare at my ass. I mean, I'll go first. This is going so very well. What? No, not a prostitute. Oh, for fuck's sake!